This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Able to do that, but it seems like I had some problems with my last one.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll sit down with you. We can figure it out.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, let's get. Well, I mean, we're already rolling here. So, hey, Craig is back in the studio.
I'm here, man.
How you doing?
Good.
What's new? What's going on?
Well,
you look fancy. Look at you and your tie and your.
We got some commercial stuff going on. So
I've seen some action. That's exciting.
And I went to show some property today. So this is kind of in office work attire for the professional, and then
business
sometimes
Craig.
I wear just my what would it be like
your
a tennis shirt or whatever they're called with a little collar on
you
them.
Got your golf there's golf Craig
yeah.
mm-hmm. and there's business Craig.
That's right. And so
right on. What kind of commercial deals are you working on?
Well, I've got some storage facility in a warehouse that we have under contract, and
awesome.
We're got some action going on that. We've got some really nice investment properties coming out between about 7.8% to 10% cap rates.
Ooh.
On single tenant
I'm sure you
operations,
get some nice
triple net. So those are good little investments.
Absolutely.
Right now,
yeah.
In particular your 10% cap rate. And the others, we're just checking it against the cost per square foot. So I think we're right in the ballpark.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So that's just it, just at the moment. And we got some bare land commercial stuff.
Yeah.
With Highway 93 frontage. So if somebody's looking for something like that, we've got inventory.
Awesome. Awesome. Things are happening.
Yeah.
And you recently went through a bit of a rebranding, huh?
We did, yes. So when my sister and I kind of joined forces back in early 2020, we went from, went to Craig and Char.
Yeah.
And Char is working out of the Polson office.
Yep.
up at Exit Polson. And we want to get people lined out with Char up in the Flathead and Lake Counties. But my daughter came on in late December, and just didn't really want to rebrand up again to throw another letter in there. So we've just waited till now, and we are going to be doing co-hosting a lifestyle, culture, and real estate television show.
Oh, excellent.
That's coming out in October. We'll be shooting our first episode, in fact, next week, next Wednesday. We're excited about that. So I thought it was time for us to talk about the Cyphers family. So that's
awesome.
What we're doing. Cyphers family real estate since 1966.
Since 1966.
Yeah. My dad was a broker, and he got his license in 1966.
That's right. He just had to write in, right? Just say, hey,
that's basically it. That's
now.
How you did it. You say,
right.
I want to be a broker and
we
send a couple of,
one,
yeah,
right.
a couple of, I know, $5 or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, just like
that was a lot of money
old speeding tickets back in
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right on. Well, that's exciting. Things are happening.
Yeah.
Progress is being made.
Trying to get our name out there.
Awesome.
And and include all, the three of us.
So in your 36 years of experience, Craig, what's your opinion on the current market?
Well, the market's absolutely softening.
Mm-hmm.
We've had comparable sales that happened early in the year. We priced the properties, like, for example, in town Hamilton, accordingly. And the problem is that the average days on market's really stretching out there from about 80 In June of 22, give or take, June, mm-hmm. July of 22, which really was kind of the peak of the market, and it kind of depended on your neighborhood. You know, remember, three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics, but you got to work with it. And unfortunately, we've seen a lot of these properties get stale. They'll go, you know, over 120 days on the market. That's kind of the average right now. So once you get past that, it gets harder and harder to sell the property. So pricing really is critical now.
It is, yeah.
And I think a lot of sellers are still locked into that big run-up in 20 and 21. Our market increased, give or take, about 8% last year, which was really on track with what had happened since 2013 to 2019. It was almost a straight 7.5% a year. So we're back to what you would call kind of a normal appreciation, but I think it's moving in the other direction. We didn't get our 20th of the month newsletter out for the first half of the year. my fault. But so I don't have a lot of those numbers sitting in front of me because we've really been very busy with some specific things. But I'm seeing, in a general sense, about a 2% decline over where we were in 2020, you know, say this time, in, year over year in 2022.
Okay, yeah.
So about 2%. And I think we could see, you know, upwards of a 5% correction.
Mm-hmm.
But not a whole bunch more than that. You know, it's not going to
give back. Not like 2008
No. No. It's not going to give back to us, you know, what we gained in 20 and 21. Those were really big numbers. 17 and 38% respectively in terms of total appreciation.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, and now you're not getting your multi offers on properties like you were.
No.
And so there's an opportunity for the buyer to be a little stronger in negotiation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm a certified real estate negotiator. That's my certification. And also pay attention to people like Chris Voss, who is the number one FBI negotator.
Yes, I read his book.
Did you?
I read his book.
Yeah. Never Split the Difference.
Never Split the Difference.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It?
Yeah. No, I gained a lot of info from that.
If I've got two bank hostages and I get to, oh, keep one and just send one out, we'll split the difference.
Yeah, right?
Oh, but yeah, pretty interesting. Interesting guy. So, kind of studied that sort of stuff. And this is the thing about, you know, the real estate market. When you have, let's say you have the opportunity to work with a guy like myself, 36 years of experience, you know, several hundred million dollars in transactions under the belt. I know a bunch of these called, quote, unquote, tricks. It's just haven't been in the business a long time.
Yeah, you know your
and
way
whether,
around.
Whether you're selling a property, particularly when you're buying a property, it just strikes me that my team should be busier than they are, you know, but we're blessed. But, you know, the thing is that we've mentored and coached a lot of the top agents in the Valley. So
I believe it.
Why wouldn't you just come to the source? So anyway,
that's fair.
But we have a great team here at Exit.
I agree.
You being part of it, pal.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate being here. I'm just running up on year and a half at this point.
Is it?
I know.
You've made some headway.
It's been a lot of fun. I just had that meeting with Tina today.
Yeah, I am.
Shout out to Tina, our the mother of Exit Realty Bitterroot Valley.
Yeah,
she's the hidden glue, yeah.
Right.
She keeps us all together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just had my meeting with her today to discuss the business plan that we all, you know, wrote at the beginning of the year.
Right.
And how we're feeling about that, the progress that we've made, and it's been an incredible year.
Yeah,
I set myself some lofty goals, and intentionally, and have really been striving for them. We'll see if I hit all the marks, but I mean, it's been a lot of fun this year for sure.
Well, cool.
We've started this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm getting my business rolling in one of the more difficult times, I think, for new agents.
It's not easy. It's not. In fact, we just had a guy that called in, was asking about our career opportunities because we do have great, you know, a great system. In fact, I had my own my own brokerage. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we talked about it
last podcast. No, I don't.
You know, I was a part owner in Properties West. And Properties West was actually at one time back in, you know, certainly in the early 90s, into the late 90s, we had about a 60% market share in the North Valley. We had an office in Florence. We had an office where the Ole's Country Store is now in Stevensville, with a log cabin there. And it was, you know, a great spot. We got a lot of traffic, a lot of walk-in, and we did very well. And then Max asked me if I would be his designated supervising broker when he opened Exit in January 2007, because he didn't have his broker's license yet.
Gotcha.
And I just felt we were pretty much in the North Valley, didn't see that there was going to be a conflict with us. So I took on that job, and I had that – really, I came full-time with Exit only in 2009.
Okay.
And the reason I did is because I looked at the business model, and I could not, even though we had a very successful and long-term brokerage there that had existed since the 70s, I could not provide the service to my clients that I could with the Exit tools and the proprietary marketing. And then the compensation element of it as well.
Also, yeah. I don't think a lot of people understand that aspect of it too. They kind of view it, you know, I've heard it being talked about as a pyramid scheme every once in a while.
Yeah. It's a single level residual system. So it's definitely not pyramid, and it's not MLM or multi-level marketing.
No.
It's very much like, the music industry, or, you know, authors that, you know, they get, you know, so much, you know, for a book, royalties.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that. But it really generates a team atmosphere where you've got the whole group pulling in the same direction.
Oh, because absolutely. It's, yeah, you
it's to help everybody's advantage, you know, from a brand standpoint. So there are other, you know, obviously big names out there that have been in the business, you know, in terms of national franchises for a long time.
They don't
surpass Exit. Exit's overall look is quite exceptional. And I'll use Rick DeLuca as an example, who is a guy that bought, I think, six different states in terms of regionals in order to sell franchises at quite considerable cost. And he had been doing education in the real estate realm for 25, 30 years. I mean, he knows every program inside out and backwards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And had five really super offers. But he looked at Exit and went, there's nobody that holds a candle to it. So he spent literally millions of dollars. You know, that's because it's just going to be his last legacy. So I think that's just another perfect example of,
This guy that was in in retirement and
and
pulled himself out because he saw the great opportunity that this company provides.
Just to get it fired up,
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think I made the right choice myself in terms of where to start.
Yeah,
just from
it's a personal
choice. Absolutely.
I mean, there's a culture here.
Technical difficulties.
How did that happen? Where does it go?
Here. I got you, Craig.
Oh, we're back.
All right, folks, we're back.
Yeah, I mean, it's a personal thing because, you know, some people, you know, they don't want to have a warm team approach.
Also, you know, that's fair. From the perspective of a newer agent.
Yes.
My goodness, I can't think of another place that's been more helpful and more willing to help. Also, that's the key.
I agree with you there, and it's borne out. I mean, and the people who have decided to move on to other opportunities have taken that the bootstrap, thing that you did when you started and the training that's provided and all of that. We hate to see them leave because they were, great people, but it's just different things for different folks. But in terms of a marketing of a property or helping your buyers, no one is going to do it any better than we do. And
we have a lot of
tools. Thinking about it out there, you ought to give us a call and see what we're about.
Absolutely.
And it's all a relationship. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For
100%,
sure.
100%, yeah. Yeah, we do have a lot of tools at our disposal here.
Right. And many proprietary that we're not jobbing out to a third party. It's all exit.
Yeah, that we have to switch property up every couple of years because somebody decides the contract runs out or whatnot.
So that's good for the agents. And in turn, it ends up being good for the clients. And, certainly... of course, I've got 36 years of some clients, I've been very fortunate that way.
So you started at Exit in 2007.
2007, yeah.
Well, that was a time to be alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2007 to 2013, it was hand to mouth.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very, very, very difficult. Yeah, we're not going to see that now. And of course, my business model is because of Exit is quite a little bit better, much more stable.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we get about 75% of our business from past clients. And
that's how you want to do it, right?
Yeah, we're very, very pleased, and appreciate the time with Hustlin' Homes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love having you here. It's fun to talk to you.
Yeah. Well,
speaking of more market stuff.
Yeah.
I saw that. Old Michael Berry put a $1.6 billion bet on the state of the market.
Well, talk to me about it.
So he's the short. Did you ever see The Big Short?
Yeah.
He's that guy. He's the guy that shorted the market back in 2008.
Yeah.
And he just bet another $1.6 billion that things are going to go downhill.
Tank again. Yep. Well, certainly interest rates are going to have a factor.
Yeah.
But and they'll all say real estate's local, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the overall scheme of things, and I had a conversation with a close friend of mine who is in the commercial arena in the Bay Area. And, of course, you hear lots of stories about how things are rough, and people aren't going into the offices because of, what transpired during the pandemic. But they're kind of moving back into the offices a little bit, but they're also putting them to different types of uses now instead of the offices, kind of like incubators for business.
Yeah.
But I still think that there's only so much that can happen. So there's a certain feel in the commercial marketplace that they could be hitting a wall there in terms of capitalization rates and occupancy of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think here, in Western Montana particularly, and the Bitterroot specifically, we're going to have a continued strong, at least stable market because I think there's a lot of people who have decent enough equity. We've seen an uptick in foreclosure notices, but about, I would say, between 75 and 95% of those never actually go to the courthouse steps. They are able to get help in some manner or another, and they're able to save their property.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they weren't stretched out, and there's still employment opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just saw McDonald's was, doing closures at $17 an hour, and that's not big money by any means. But, there are ways that you can, people who got into the market pre-pandemic, looking at, somewhere around the neighborhood of a 3% mortgage rate, and they've got a ton of equity in their properties, they're probably not going to be in, you're not going to see a lot of people moving around because where are you going to go if you sell? And I think there's still enough demand coming in.
Absolutely, yeah. There's.
But that's interesting that he's put a
There's a lot of talk.
Risk like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the state of the commercial market.
Yeah.
As well, especially big office buildings, like you're saying,
right
in Los Angeles and San Francisco, Seattle, even as well. And there's been companies that are pushing back to bring their employees back into working in the office, I was just down in San Francisco visiting a friend of mine,
right,
who works for Chime Bank.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't his company that was talking about it, but it was some, you know, he's part of certain, you know, social groups that, you know, work for Google and Amazon and all
sure.
this. And, you know, we were discussing about it. There's I guess Amazon is requiring people to start returning to the office, even people that they hired as remote individuals mm-hmm. over the pandemic.
Right.
And so they hire them on this basis, and now they're starting to shift things to require them to come back. It's quite interesting to see what's going to happen over the next year as interest rates continue to rise,
right,
which I'm sure they will.
Oh, yeah.
And people either find a way to argue on behalf of themselves to continue working from home, or they find another job that will allow them, and these office buildings will sit empty.
Yeah, very good chance of it. Tim Ferriss has written a fair bit about remote mm-hmm. working, but you lose a certain amount of control too. You know,
also,
if people are getting the production and getting the job done, but I think there's been a consensus. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but that there's been some erosion of that with the pandemic. You know, you take a look at the kids in school. Like those, you know, quantified test scores
yeah.
have, you know, gone down. So you could see where working from home may not give us our highest productivity, but
I think it depends on the job.
Yeah, and the individual.
I think a nice mix though as well would be good, if like not 100% remote, but maybe 50-50 or 75-25, you know, it depends on, yeah, like you said, the individual, the type of work you're doing. In terms of school though, I think it's very important for the kids to be in school around each other.
My grandson, Ajit, he would get distracted by the YouTube ads. So he'd be out on a YouTube ad somewhere when he's supposed to be in class.
Well, they make ad blockers class. For that one. That's...
Yeah, well. But, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And you can only go with the flow, you know. And that's why we're talking about, you know, relationships. Like you and I talk about it relative to our training with mm-hmm. guys like Brian Buffini and listen to his podcast and gather as much information as you can and then just do the job. But people are always going to be buying and selling real estate. It's happened for, you know, a long time. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, it's a constant. It doesn't matter what the market is. You know, somebody's always moving to get a new job, or you know, there's also negative.
Life changes,
we'll say, I guess, you know, that,
right.
that is a plethora of different things.
Got a wonderful set of clients of mine that they're kind of going through what I personally went through earlier this year, so they give me a call. Well, we're splitting the sheets, so we got to sell the house. So I go, oh, God, I feel bad about that, but yeah, I'll sell the house for you.
I mean, you want somebody you trust in that situation right?
You know, and that is another really excellent point, because recently I had the situation where there were, you know, this family that I knew, and the patriarch passed mm-hmm. with a pretty good sized real estate portfolio. And the attorney said, well, absolutely do not use somebody in your family who's in the real estate business. Well, now, Matt, that's genius. I mean, it'd be a conflict of interest. It's like, if you're not dealing with friends and family, who are you dealing with? I mean,
some stranger.
It's just... like that, I think, says a lot about the character of the attorney. I mean, it just blew my mind. But you run into that. I've run into it, you know, with my daughter now, mm-hmm. where she doesn't have 36 years of experience, but I'm sitting right next to her. In fact, you came in today. It was the day where we two
right
of us
next to you.
Working
your
together.
Your right-hand lady.
And so although she's only been in it 3 years, mm-hmm. she's got a wealth of experience behind her.
Yeah.
And so for her friends, for example, not to use her for real estate because – you know, there's going to be somebody better. Yeah, I doubt that.
Right? I mean, if you are truly a friend,
yeah,
you would you would want the best for your friends. And so you're, you know, regardless of
I think something did happen with one of her friends who had used that philosophy, and I think, you know, there was another spouse involved that had, you know, a different opinion, and had gone with a fallacy, but they ended up really kind of paying the price on it in the final analysis. So
yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't want to use friends or family, especially in a situation like this, because, well, it depends on your friends and your family, I suppose, but for me and my philosophy, those are the people I'm going to fight the hardest for, right?
So you think so. Yeah.
I'm not going to...
I would think so.
I'm not going to dilly-dally. Yeah,
well, I know, and you work with your mom, and...
Yeah, and we do, yeah. We've got...
That works.
It does. Working with family can be challenging, but it's also rewarding.
And that's true, too. But who else do you want to, you know... encourage along the way, in my view. I mean, that's my daughter. I think I'll help her out.
Yeah, I think 2024 is going to be a great year for everybody.
Well, we sure hope so. It'll be interesting for sure. So,
the growth, whether it's, you got to have that growth mindset, right? Regardless of the market, as long as you're building your business throughout.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are going to be crushing it when things really come back. Swinging the other way, right?
Right. You know, I'm not going to have near the number of transactions that I've had in the past. You know, there have been times when, you know, the team, for example, my, you know, Cypher's family, real estate, who, and we have people on our team who are not necessarily our family, but between the three core on us, will probably maybe do 50% of the deals we've done at the peak. Mm-hmm. But average prices are up, so that makes up a little bit of difference. And we are always adding great friends to our client base because it seems like our clients become our great friends.
I was just going to say that. That's kind of the same feeling I have, too. The people that I work with, you spend so much time with these people.
Yeah.
If you don't like them or you don't, you know, you don't become friendly with them and you don't have a relationship like a personal relationship with them, I couldn't spend that much time with people that I don't like or don't want to, you know.
We spend, you know, but as that group gets bigger, it gets harder.
Also.
Yeah, you know, our Christmas card list is so big, you know, we've got to start early. In fact, we should be thinking about it right now.
Yeah, we're just about entering fourth quarter here. We're about halfway through the third quarter.
Believe it. And the other thing that we like to do, you know, we like to get together with, you know, a social mixer.
Yeah.
So you can get, you know, I've got 1,300 identified buyers in my database.
Dude.
And multi-hundreds of past clients who I'm in touch with every month. Mm-hmm. You know, some may or may not read my newsletter, but it's generally got some decent stuff in it.
Is that your main route, is through the newsletter?
Yeah, it is. And we also do, we're pretty active in our blog, on our Montana Real Estate Pro website, montanarealestatepro.com. We got a lot of, you know, blogs in there about wildlife and events and places, that's a good source of interesting information, I think.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got our YouTube channel, which is Cypher's Family Real Estate since 1966.
It's got a funny bloopers reel up there right now.
Well, it's there. The sound's not so good, but we're getting better.
Well,
hope people can hear this. So share it with me, Hustlin' Homes.
What's up?
Thanks, Ryan. Well,
video, you mean?
Yeah, this. And we'll
get it embedded on your website. We'll throw it out on social media.
We'll do it again. I think, you know, the critical thing right now is that if you're in the marketplace, understand that, you know, you just have to have some patience.
Absolutely.
And if you're buying, it's a good time to be thinking about negotiating because opportunity.
Yeah, you have the opportunity now. Yeah. It's not like it used to be.
Right.
Things are taking a little bit longer to sell. Buyers have a little more power.
Yes.
Because they're not competing with a bunch of offers.
That's
like
right.
They used to be.
Yeah, there are just fewer people in the pool. But let's also remember that our interest rate right now is about what it's averaged over the last, you know, 35 years.
Well, that's scary to people like me who are millennials and grew up in an era of 2-4% interest rates.
Exactly. Yeah.
They've doubled.
Yes.
More than doubled in my lifetime.
Right. In the course of really a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quick, but.
Well, let's wrap this one up.
All right,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
I want people to go see your Instagram account, too.
Oh, yeah, folks. I'm starting a new project. I'm going to talk to the camera. I'm talking to you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just started a new project called the Montana Minute, where I'm going to be bringing y'all news and little tidbits. So
that's just a fun one. We got support for you.
Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah. And, of course, the American Dream television. We're going to have our first episode airing in October. So we'll have several more sessions before
this.
You're
a host, right?
I am. Yes.
Excellent.
Eric and I are going to host.
Awesome. We look forward to seeing that.
Yep.
All right, Craig.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Till next time.
Till next time.